Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The Gospel grows. Colossians 1 verse 6. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. Have you ever had one of those days? Maybe it's a difficult parent or a student who just doesn't seem to respond to loving, caring discipline. Maybe it's the very staff members around you who are being difficult. Possibly, if we're honest with ourselves, we are the reason we've had one of those days. When those days come, we are tempted to doubt the power of God's word. It seems that sin is all around us, which it is, and our best proclamation of law and gospel isn't having the desired result. It seems our efforts are fruitless. We exert so much time and energy on this ministry, and sometimes it just seems the Lord is pointing us in a new direction. When the devil is successful in getting devoted Christians to doubt God's word, he has won an epic victory in the hearts of believers. If the devil can bamboozle the workers in the vineyard to doubt the success of that very vineyard, he jumps up and down with delight. Take heart, dear Christian. Your efforts are not returning empty to the Father above. His word is always effective and fruitful. As the passage above states, all over the world this gospel is bearing fruit and growing. This includes your early childhood ministry. Whether you are a director, lead teacher, assistant teacher, cook, or janitor, your ministry and work for the sake of the gospel is bearing fruit. Yes, there will be failures. Yes, there will be times of struggle. We only see with human eyes what God sees through His all-knowing eyes. He sees the cultivation of hearts with law and gospel. He sees eternally how His word doesn't return to Him empty. To combat against doubt, stay connected to that source of life, God's word. Continue in the word and sacraments through public worship. Look to the very font where you were brought and made an heir of eternal life. Stand in awe of the very body and blood of Christ and the forgiveness of your sins when you come to the Holy Supper. Continue to stand in God's grace and then tell the next generation of that grace. Finally, be confident the gospel grows all over the world. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please help me not to doubt the effectiveness of your word and my ministry. Through word and sacrament, please strengthen me so that I can confidently face the days of trouble. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.